This is your goddess Bella, and welcome to magic. And let's get right to it. I'm going to explain exactly what I'm going to do to you and what I'm going to do with you. And as I do, I'll start to pull you. I'll start to bring your attention down along with your mind, along with your will. I'll explain absolutely everything that's happening to you. I'll explain the magic as it happens. There will be several countdowns. There will even be a countdown in the middle of the session to bring you even further down.
Don't worry if you're not consciously aware of the countdowns. You'll still feel them.
Sink into the comfort.
Your logical mind wants to know.
There's nowhere you need to go.
It wants to know exactly
what I'm doing. Nothing you need to do.
Your logical mind wants to understand the methods.
8, 7. Each count brings you deeper. Each count, you relax a little more. 6, 5. Deep breath in your nose. Out through your mouth. 4, 3.
And as you continue,
2.
To go deeper.
1.
Where your goddess Bella.
Draw.
It's time for some introspective reflection.
Draw.
Of what it means to truly be my submissive servant. I've programmed many of these behaviors deep inside your open mind, culminating in a compulsion to serve and obey me without conscious thought. And this started as just, perhaps, a little desire to surrender. You had this fantasy that maybe hypnosis meant being out of control, but you had no idea. And through effective conditioning and successive brainwashing, I've molded your feelings,
10,
your behaviors, your thoughts, your mind, your life,
9,
into something real and far more
go.
Substantial
8,
to your submissive self than you ever thought possible.
7,
that's because
the world
my soft
so slow now.
Domination
6,
style
5,
is deceptively powerful,
4,
and when combined with my mesmerizing
3,
voice, it catches
2,
you off guard.
1,
bypassing your defenses and allowing me to transform that occasional fantasy into a growing dependence. A dependence for my life-changing hypnotic programming. I've become the embodiment of supreme authority in your mind now. My supreme feminine wiles governing your irrepressible arousal whenever you think of my seductive authority. Here's a little secret. It's a turn on for me too. Knowing I have this power, it's very intoxicating. As you continue to fall, it might be beneficial for you to know that I love changing your mind, shifting your thoughts into whatever I want them to be. I love toying with you, making your attention go up or down as much as I please. In or out, it's as easy as breathing. Tool, trigger, teases, and my abilities. Perhaps I'll use them all in this file. You won't know. I mean, I can only explain my magic up to a point. I can't explain everything. It's not a perfect recipe. Not something I can explain. You are my plaything after all. And you crave this magic. You crave my control. My domination. You crave it deep inside. I mean, you come to me again and again, and you know what's going to happen. You know I take you deeper. And you allow yourself to be surprised by whatever I have to offer you, diving into the dangerous depths of my control, aware that you may not come out. You may not come out the same. Of course you won't. And even now I'm toying with your expectations, with your realizations of whatever I will instigate. You have no choice. The risk is worth it to you. And I don't know how much you can relate to what I'm going to tell you, even if it doesn't really matter what your initial opinion is. In a way, this is like torment. Or a river wild, pulling you down with it so quickly that the step you took was already one too many. These undercurrents in that river, they are so strong, they pull your mind out from underneath you, leading you into a state of confused attention. What am I even talking about? Maybe I'll make it easy on you, but probably not. You'll remember to forget the elements that you were supposed to ignore, and you'll keep the forgotten things that you were destined to recall. There are a lot of elements to making you a perfect plaything for me, and many of those elements should not come as a surprise, or maybe I should deny you a little longer the pleasure of finding out all of those fun things that are dangling in front of you, just out of your conscious mind's grasp. If only your mind could reach out and drop even deeper into an empty and obedience trance. Without even thinking, you'd be rewarded with such sweet truths and realizations that allow your mind to come into play even more and open those doors, growing, flowing, and deliciously drowning in your own desire. A fire that will be lit, a spark springing from the well of want and need. Oh, I have you. I have you, my pet, and being my plaything is something you crave. You desire to be used. You want to be my plaything. You want to be used, manipulated, changed, formed, shaped, put in the perfect place. This is where the euphoria comes in. This is the part of your trance where you really start to feel those bliss bombs. Changed into whatever I desire, manipulated so that sometimes you can't even trust your own mind and feel that delicious frustration and confusion coalesce into one big desire to be used. And that flow, that need, that dripping desire grows even more. Obedient, a deep desire to follow the commands of your goddess Bella, to be controlled and directed, pushed to obey more in the ways that make me happy. You're my wonderful, perfect plaything, obeying without a single thought. Trust has been earned. Wanting to do things well for me. You want to be my plaything, obedient and diligent. Sometimes I'll make you wait. Sometimes I don't respond to you right away. It's as if you're sitting, waiting in a box or a cage, waiting to be used, tucked away until the time will come inevitably for you to be called upon. It can be any time, any moment, any second, the excitement growing, the desire flowing, but the need only increasing.
It's a beautiful journey.
you want
that
to
you
be
are
my
on
plaything.
With your goddess Bella,
obedient,
and it's
diligent,
the beginning,
patient.
It's a beautiful, never-ending journey,
a
growing,
path,
learning, making
that leads
communication
further,
become better
and
over
further,
time,
deeper.
All the
and
words
deeper.
That I've said, all the words penetrate.
It's a deep
journey
inside,
because you want to be my
you're
plaything.
My perfect.
You
plaything.
Want to be you,
obedient,
manipulated, changed, formed, shaped into whatever is desired of you. You desire to be used by your goddess Bella. Maybe you're in luck. Perhaps you are one of the lucky few right now, right here, that will be toyed with.
And not only will I toy with you, but I'll scramble your brain.
I'll scramble your brain to test exactly what's stuck. Exactly what's at the tip of your conscious mind and what has penetrated deep inside. Blank state,
a wonderful
deep, and each
deep trance,
deep trance is different. Each time we connect, it's different. Every time we connect, something happens in your mind that embraces our connection even deeper. Certain words become more powerful, triggers like drop, desire, need, craving. All of those wonderful words that send shivers up and down your spine, they grow more powerful. And I can tell by your reactions that the words are having their effect and that you are being obedient, diligent, and that you want to be used. Now, how much do you want to be used? I could just increase the pleasure, the desire, the want, the need, the craving, the needing, even more until it drives your mind to a point where you'll find yourself having difficulty thinking. But that's already happening. All I need to do is add a little magic, a few little drops, pop, 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 deeper, desire, Bella, every single one of them fueling the fire, increasing the desire, and excavating, embracing, becoming, and succumbing, adrift in a sea of nothingness, a drop in an ocean of surrender to your goddess Bella, afloat in the nothingness of being a good, perfect plaything, my perfect plaything, my good pet. And that's what's so nice about this magical deep trance, that desire, that fire, that feeling, that strong, growing need feels so good, so complete. Now in a moment, I'm going to intensify the pleasure of everything. Everything is going to feel massively intensified. And the awareness of this,
being told
the awareness of this,
that I'm increasing,
makes it
and intensifying
all that much
pleasure,
stronger.
Makes it all that much
every
stronger.
Erogenous zone is programmed from the mind to have the pleasure massively intensified. That means
in order
everything
to cement
feels
these intense
way
feelings
better.
At the end of this file, I'm going to awaken you. And that is when we will unravel the spell, so to speak. I did tell you that I was going to explain my methods as we go while you're in trance. I've taken you on this special journey. This is to satisfy your conscious mind too. The more you let me in, the more you trust me. And if I tell you my methods, then you trust me. Now, I'm not promising that I won't do anything devious with this trust.
And for right now, but that's all just part of the
mid-trance,
fun, isn't it?
You
the only thing
just
that I want you to do
on
is
the
concentrate
pleasure
on how good you feel. And I want you to feel this with your entire being.
I want you to feel my voice penetrate your mind. I want you to really feel how relaxed you are. I want you to really feel this wonderful, magical power I have over you, the feelings of my words. I want you to see spirals, shapes, sounds, relaxing feelings of just letting things happen, letting me in, giving into the moment, into the bliss. I have a profound effect on you. Even when you know what's going to happen, all it takes is one moment of giving in, and before you know it, you drop to my words. You drop deep to my words that I say, listening to my voice and enjoying what is happening. This is the magic. This is the magic happening to you now, and it's so amazing. I want you to notice right now how it feels, how good the sensations are, how aroused you feel. And I want you to imagine how wonderfully, blissfully brainwashed you are. Are you imagining it? And by imagining it, are you letting it happen? With every moment, that feeling becomes deeper and more enjoyable. And I'm allowing you to enjoy it even more. Drifting,
it's a beautiful
dreaming.
Journey.
This is how brainwashing works.
And it's only the
you
beginning.
Just
it's a
don't
beautiful,
even realize what I'm doing to you.
That leads you further and further.
Quietness.
Deeper.
A nothingness.
And deeper.
Perhaps I'm going to ask that you just pretend to be
because you
in
want
a very, very deep
thing.
Trance for me.
You want to be
just
used,
pretend.
Manipulated, changed, formed,
pretend that you
into whatever
are so
is desired
deep
of you.
In a trance for your goddess Bella.
It's all pretend.
So you can let go even
maybe
more.
You're in every time.
You
perhaps
don't have to have inhibitions
of the lucky for
a pretend
right here
trance
that will be
or a pretend brainwashing. And it's perfectly okay to not know what's happening.
Even deeper.
It's perfectly okay
words become more powerful
to not realize how much you're surrendering. The mind slowly melting to the words, that sigh. Ah, when you slowly feel yourself to start sinking more, your thoughts drifting away. You're waiting for that sweet, sudden surrender. The deeper surrender.
And that you are being obedient.
You're always waiting for more.
To be you, craving. Now how much
but
to be used?
It's far from over. It hasn't even begun. Up and down are meaningless when it comes to surrender. A deep, total surrender inside of your mind happens while awake and while in trance. Going in and out of trance. For your goddess Bella. It's as easy as breathing, and we've done it before, fractionation. It's my tool to get you deeper, but this time you really don't have to think about it. It's as if I'm doing the fractionation for you, so don't worry. You just enjoy every pause, every silence is a tea with moments like these. You want to feel the words weaving through your thoughts, a tapestry covering your mind with creations of my devising. Then again, what was I saying? There's also the inspiration of your thoughts that go all around, twirly-whirly, shivers, tinglies, up and down your spine, tingling, tempting in different ways. Until there's nothing left of your mind, it's a race down deep to drop, mindless and sweet, into that state Without a single hesitation, you're already there. Is it magic? It's magic, and you embrace the magic, embracing empty and obedient with elation. Now there's a moment to enjoy nice and deep, sweet, and the sudden wake, just a little wake, pulls you back into awareness. Not too much, as the surrender and the trance are still there, and you can't help yourself but enjoy it even more, because I drop you again, and maybe there's nothing left, just a few of my magical words that replace some thoughts that replay the same thing over and over again, just to drop you again into that sweet surrender, sudden and surprising, but not surprising. You know what I do. Or is it a surprise? Now, while I could do so much to you, although I could do it to you in so many different ways, I could just leave that sentence, couldn't I? Make you wonder, did you wake up again, or did you go deeper? Did you feel the feeling of being empty and obedient, like my mindless puppet, my mindless fuck toy? Are the words from my playful tone echoing deeper, penetrating deeper? Who knows how far I can go? It's a definite sweet surrender when you let go of all your thoughts for me, opening your mind to instructions and inductions. You feel so calm, empty, obedient, drifting in a state of blissful nothingness that allows you to feel so good. And it never stops. It's not going to stop. It's going to continue, because you're always in my trance. This is the magic. This is why you keep coming to me again and again. It's why you're addicted, because the drop keeps going on and on. Spaces, moments that continue. Mindless melting from one moment to the other. And you know that every time you drop, it becomes a deeper, sweeter surrender. Was it a surprise? Toying with your mind? You won't remember. Maybe everything I've said is just an illusion. Maybe your addiction to your goddess Bella is nothing more than an illusion. You're listening. And you can feel my words, my words. You feel my words droning, penetrating, captivating, leaving you open to more words. Your mind going deeper and deeper every time I speak. It's a wave of fractionation going in and out of trance. And that's why you don't know if you're breathing or not. Soft, sweet surrender. Now wake a little and know that the surrender doesn't stop just because you are aware again. Deep inside, you continue to be in my trance. The emptiness in your thoughts, the gentle lack of mental threads, and if I pull on any of them, you would just drop all the deeper. That sudden surrender, feeling even better. Over and over, teasing you back and forth over the threshold of awareness until your mind is mush. In your surrender so deep. And when I wake you back to awareness for a few seconds before I drop you back down, it's as if your own thoughts betray the deep desires below, because even when I tell you to awake, there's still this emptiness, mindlessness, this wonderful empty and obedient mantra playing in your thoughts, the sweet sudden surrender to drop into that abyss without thought. And any thoughts that appeared are melted away in the blissful warmth of nothingness and my control. So I can wake you again and continue to tease you more and more about how much you want to go back down. You're mush now, aren't you? And I have you. Now, through all this fractionation, I did tell you that at the end of this session, I would awaken you, and that the pleasure you feel from belonging to me, from being in my trance, would be massively intensified. I did tell you that. You might not be able to grasp what I said, but like I said before, you always feel the feeling. And it's easy for me to increase the pleasure, the desire, the want, the need, the craving, the needing, even more until it drives your mind to a point. What was I saying again? So, in a moment, I'm going to wake you and you're going to feel everything massively intensified. You're going to feel so much pleasure, and the awareness of it will make our connection stronger. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, 10, awake now. Hello. Are you feeling some intense desires, some want, some need? You know, being a plaything isn't just during a session. It lingers, doesn't it? It stays with you so powerfully. It keeps you wanting more of your goddess Bella. It keeps you needing another moment. Another moment to surrender, to give in, to drop even further. And just as easily, you're down again, deep, drifting, floating, feeling yourself magically transformed into what I want you to be. You want to be my plaything. You want to be used, manipulated, changed, formed, shaped, obedient, diligent, patient, honest, strong, respectful, weak. Always in my trance, flowing, sometimes perhaps trying to understand what direction you're going. But the joy you feel cannot be measured. The surrender to give in deeper, so you can feel even more. I will scramble your brain to test you on what you've just learned. Your frustration, your desire to submit, your need to obey, your craving to be used will be my tools. You are my perfect plaything, just like you wanted to be, and there's a lot more for you to do. Wake now. And welcome back. Now I understand it can be a bit confusing to be pulled up and down like that, my pet. Then again, you're just a plaything though, aren't you? All you want is to be used. It doesn't matter when or where, as long as you get the chance to go there and drop even deeper for your goddess Bella, knowing that you'll keep yourself weak and addicted. A never-ending drop into a wonderful place, a mental space where you have that place of submission and you succumb to the depth. You get lost in the ocean with every drop of your surrender. And the beauty is that those feelings, those needs, those cravings echo even while you're awake. Even if some of the details are fuzzy, your unconscious mind knows what it's supposed to remember. I've programmed your mind to know what to hold on to.
It feels like you're awake, but you're also still in trance. And you just
what to hold on to and what to bury deep so it can change you while you sleep or while you listen to more sessions.
This is what you wanted, my good.
Or connect to me more as you keep opening that door. I'm really not trying to rhyme here. And passing through further and further sometimes. Losing you enough that you are no more than a thing to be used, to be played with. Losing you, using you, finding you again, to be changed, shaped, formed, manipulated. And sometimes you'll be aware as you wake right there and feel how you're being teased, used as I please, just for fun, for my entertainment. And like I said, most of the time, I make something for you to enjoy. This magic. This is the magic. And yes, I'm smiling. I'm smiling because this was so fun. It's so fun to have you belong to me. And like I said, this is only the beginning. Goodbye for now, my pet.